You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
Greetings, pod people. This is Cine Schlockerama columnist Noel Gross, and welcome to another Schlockcast. Like a lot of you, I just saw Land of the Dead. And if you didn't see it, what's wrong? Get out there to the theater. Support George A. Romero. It's been 20 years, for Pete's sake. Since 1985, horror fans and zombie fans in specific have been waiting for Land of the Dead, and it's here. So by God, get out to the theater and support it. The theater I went to had on three screens Herbie Reloaded, or whatever the hell it's called. It's got that Lindsay Lohan in it, though. That's kind of appealing, but we can see what we want to see of her on the internet, right? Batman Begins was playing on five, and in one tiny little 170-seat theater was Land of the Dead. But I was there, right there in that crowd of 10 at the bargain matinee on Saturday. But I think I made up for the 160 empty seats with sheer enthusiasm. I haven't clapped that often in a movie, and haven't hooted or hollered near as much as I did in Land of the Dead. I think it was just sheer exuberance. We've had 28 Days Later, we had the Dawn of the Dead remake, we've had Shaun of the Dead, we've had a lot of fun with horror in the last couple of years, but there was just something special about seeing a George Romero zombie movie in the theater. And beyond all the slippery, slimy, ooey-gooey gore scenes, what's really special is those little George touches of social commentary. Like in Night of the Living Dead, when absurd racial tension creeps in, when seven strangers are trying to survive in a Pennsylvania farmhouse besieged by zombies, which I've always suspected was the genesis of MTV's The Real World. And the early throes of the consumer culture came under his crosshairs with Dawn of the Dead. With George being George, that works on a couple of different levels. You've got the consumption of human flesh by the living dead, and you've got the consumption of all the goodies that are available at the Monroeville Mall. And Day of the Dead? Well, it can't work out too well for you when you've got a bunch of undersexed, overarmed military dudes trapped beneath the surface with zombies above, and Dr. Logan chaining up zombies and performing all sorts of weird beard experiments. That's on two fronts. You got your military and you got your science. Look out! Because the ultimate horror of that cocktail turns out to be Bub. He's the valedictorian of the Romero canon. He's the zombie that both ate brains and used his brain. Sort of like the chimp at the beginning of 2001 that picks up the bone and beans his adversary across the brain pan. It's that notion of zombie evolution or zombie betterment or just a new idea for zombie movie that George heads off to in Land of the Dead. We don't get Bub, but we do get Big Daddy. He's a gas station attendant that, to put it nicely, is no longer exactly with us anymore. That is, until one night when a bunch of ornery humans come in, of the living variety, and start messing with Big Daddy's peeps. This so upsets who I'd argue is the true hero of the movie, that he heads off on a journey of self-discovery, followed by a lumbering horde of undead. Now, on a strictly subversive level, it's not that unusual for cine schlockers to actually root for the zombies in such a picture. But Land of the Dead is different in that regard, because Romero actually gets us to care for these zombies. And not because they're cute or cuddly or anything disgusting like that. No, Greg Nicotero and his team of visual gurus, makeup effects artists, and yes, even a little bit of CGI, have made sure of that, because I can't imagine what they would have cut out of this movie. It was a hard R, and just gloriously so. But the reason we care is because we start to see these glimpses of humanity in the undead. The butcher carrying his cleaver, you know, realizes, you know, I can cut stuff with this, and he starts to use that to his advantage. We see the leadership of Big Daddy himself, you know, carrying, in a sense, carrying his troops to the very walls of the city, and leading a revolution of the undead. It probably doesn't help win favor with Sinishlockers either when you've got a producer's or marketing person's idea of a hero. I'm sure Simon Baker is a great guy, but he doesn't fit in a zombie movie, much less a Romero zombie movie. And half the time you're like, quit showing me this guy and all his brooding and his squinting and whatnot. Let's get back to the zombies, and preferably, could you have him chew on that guy? At least Robert Joy is outstanding as his scarred sidekick, Charlie, who sort of spends the entire picture talking in this kind of slow-witted drawl that's a lot of fun. But the best part is he carries it even further by doing the whole Sergeant York thing with his carbine rifle by licking, you know, and wetting his sight, you know, before he picks off zombies. Argento's little girl's also all growed up and pierced and tattooed to all get out. She runs around in fishnet for most of the picture, killing a zombie or two, but mostly just looking good. The ubiquitous John Leguizamo's also in there, but the less I say about him, probably the better. For plot purposes, there's a weaponized Winnebago, which, you know, is designed essentially to wipe out zombies at with big Gatling guns and missiles and all sorts of other bizarre armament that sort of seems superfluous when really all it takes is a bullet to the brain pan to put them down. But hey, it's neat to look at. Although when you're trying to keep a city the size of Pittsburgh as your own little fiefdom like Dennis Hopper's character does, I guess you need toys like that to keep the peace. But it's a sort of a Mad Max false piece that brings out Romero's satirical bone again. Courtesy of the official Land of the Dead website, I'll let the man himself explain the satirical subtext of Fiddler's Green, and specifically, the fella atop that ivory tower.
There is an administration, sort of a self-styled government, and there's the big man, Kaufman, Dennis Hopper's character, is basically, you know, little Donnie Rumsfeld. The administration is loosely modeled after the Bush administration, you know, sort of despotic and do whatever you need to do and, you know, tell whatever lies you need to tell in order to keep people in tow.
And to think some of y'all thought Land of the Dead was just about zombies. Romero kicks it up a notch, huh? But it is about zombies to we Sinishlockers, you know? So before I sign off, I want to salute some of my favorite Land of the Dead zombies. I've gone on and on about the obvious one. Eugene Clark's Big Daddy. Mr. Clark, you're going to be a favorite at fan conventions from now on. There's the clown zombie. That's a hoot. Probably my favorite bite of the picture is presented by a priest. And that's another connection to all of the night, day, and dawn Land of the Dead, is that there's always a Catholic subtext. And this time the subtext comes up and bites you when you least expect it. Also, Shaun of the Dead, Simon and Ed, they make their appearance. That was sort of talked about in internet circles, and I think they fit in very nicely. I kept looking for them, and it was fun to see them when they showed up. Most of all, the great Tom Savini, the man who did the effects in Dawn of the Dead, the man behind the machete in Dawn of the Dead, well, he's back in zombified form. Look for him. It just doesn't get any more fan-friendly than that appearance. And that's typical of the entire movie. We've waited 20 years, since 1985, since Day of the Dead. We've been waiting for Land of the Dead. We've seen these other zombie pictures come out to great acclaim, a lot of box office dollars. And we've all, as fans, said, let George have his shot. I certainly think he made the most of it, and I think Cineschlockers are going to agree. It's a solid 4-star picture, and maybe upon further reflection, and we'll probably have time until the DVD comes out, maybe it'll jump up to 4.5. At any rate, it's a lot of fun, and one of the best zombie movies you'll ever see. It's hard to compete with yourself, I think. Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead. Thankfully, Land of the Dead makes perfect contemporary company to these now classic films.
Zombies, man. They creep me out.
This has been Cineschlockerama columnist Noel Gross. Thanks for listening to the Schlockcast. Feel free to email me at feedback@cineschlockerama.com with any of your thoughts about Land of the Dead or the Schlockcast in general. Next time, I'll have a preview of San Diego Comic-Con International, the 4-day pop culture conclave where Hollywood courts nearly 100,000 geeks.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.